In this video, we are talking about credentialing, ordination, commissioning, and public recognition through Christian Leaders Alliance. Legacy churches often need more than willing volunteers. They need recognized ministry leaders who are trained, locally affirmed, accountable, and prepared to serve. Christian Leaders Institute provides ministry training. Christian Leaders Alliance provides pathways for public ministry recognition, including commissioning, credentialing, and ordination where appropriate. This can be especially helpful for rural pastoralists and plateaued churches. A small church may not be able to hire a full-time pastor, but it may have a trained volunteer minister, a wedding officiant, a funeral officiant, a chaplain, a life coach minister, a ministry coach, or a Bible study leader who can serve faithfully in a defined role. Recognition matters because public ministry carries trust. When someone officiates a wedding, leads a funeral, visits the grieving, offers spiritual care, or represents the church in the community, people need confidence that this person has been trained, endorsed, and sent with accountability. In Acts 13, the church at Antioch worshiped, fasted, prayed, laid hands on Barnabas and Saul, and sent them out. Ministry recognition was not private self-promotion. It happened in a praying, discerning community. That same principle matters today. Christian Leaders Alliance emphasizes study-based ministry recognition, local endorsement, and practical ministry identity. This helps avoid the problem of instant, careless credentialing. It also helps churches recognize real ministry callings that may not fit the traditional full-time pastor model. Here is a practical example. A legacy church identifies a mature member with a gift for grief care. That person completes CLI training, receives local endorsement, and pursues an appropriate CLA role. The church then commissions that person to help with funerals, visitation, and follow-up care. The common mistake is treating ordination or credentialing as a title instead of a trust. A better approach is to ask, what ministry is this person trained, called, endorsed, and accountable to do? When training and recognition work together, legacy churches can raise up trustworthy leaders for real ministry. And when that happens, the church does not merely remember its past. It begins preparing its future.